With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Ahead of their March 19th primary, Illinois has removed former President Trump from the ballot over his alleged role in the January 6th riot. The Cook County Circuit Court judge's ruling also removes Mr. Trump's name from the November ballot. The Supreme Court's already taken up a similar question by Colorado and is expected to make a ruling soon, which is widely expected to reject the procedure. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's agreed to decide whether former President Trump can be prosecuted on charges he interfered with the 2020 election. The court will hear arguments in April, with a decision likely no later than the end of June. Also at SRNNews.com, the longest-serving Senate minority leader giving up his post, Mitch McConnell says he'll step aside this fall.
I'll complete my job. My colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November, and they take the helm next January.
The 82-year-old, who has represented Kentucky in the Senate since 1985, says he'll stay on as senator until his term ends in 2027. President Biden's doctor says he, quote, continues to be fit for duty after conducting an annual physical. However, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre says the 81-year-old president did not take a cognitive test because, quote, he did not need one.
He passes a cognitive test every day, as he moves from one topic to another topic, understanding the granular level of these topics. You saw him talk about fighting crime today. Tomorrow he's going to go to the border. Next week he's going to give a State of the Union.
A six-page memo from the doctor says the president, quote, feels well, and this year's physical identifies no new concerns. Hunter Biden appeared on Capitol Hill for a defined closed-door deposition with lawmakers, blasting the Republican impeachment inquiry. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has some trips planned to the Southwest.
The popular evangelist is preaching the gospel in 10 cities in the region, part of his God Loves You Frontera tour. This weekend, he makes stops in Presidio, Texas, and El Paso. Then he's off to Arizona and California. Graham says, quote, I can't think of another region of the nation that needs hope more than this one. Everyone along the border is overwhelmed. I'm coming to tell everyone about Jesus Christ and how he can make a difference in our lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democrat Governor Newsom announced an ad campaign urging voters in several Republican-controlled states to speak up against laws designed to prohibit out-of-state travel for abortions. The multi-state campaign launched Monday with a TV commercial about a measure under consideration in Tennessee. The abortion trafficking bill sponsored by GOP state legislators would make it a felony for an adult to recruit, harbor, or transport a minor to get an abortion without parental consent. SRN News. A bill allowing Louisiana residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit has received final approval from lawmakers.
According to the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, once signed into law, that means that Louisiana will become the 28th state that allows people to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. However, it would only be one of a handful of states where the law would apply to those as young as 18. It will allow guns to be carried under clothing without requiring a permit, fingerprints, or completion of a firearms training course. Restrictions from carrying in certain areas, including schools, churches, police stations, courthouses, and the Capitol, will still apply. The law is slated to go into effect on the 4th of July. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Governor Landry says he will sign the measure when it hits his desk. Check out more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.